Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Otteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in Chapter 5, and our practice today is in verses 1 through 4. It talks about wealth and power, and it makes me reflect on my daughter. Do not rely on your wealth or say, I have power. Do not rely on your strength in following the desires of your heart. Do not say, who can prevail against me? For the Lord will exact punishment. Do not say, I have sinned. Yet what has happened to me? For the Lord is slow to anger. To be addicted is to remain in sin. Most of us can say we struggled with different types of addiction based on extenuating circumstances that caused a different reflection on life. My story is hard to fathom or even discuss. The filth of the trauma alone that happened to me seems so ugly to even speak of. It made me become silent for more than 33 years. It made me remain in sin to avoid discussing or even considering why I was who I was in shame. A man is a man, and he must be able to protect himself, or what had happened was my fault. A deep hidden desire to live a life in ungodly ways. It created situations that made my two oldest children hate me, unable to forgive. I wasn't there when I needed to be, for I was high, running away from a shame I couldn't fathom discussing or letting anyone know. I have said I'm sorry over and over again. Too late, they won't answer. They remain silent. What happened wasn't intentional. It wasn't planned. It wasn't experienced. It was experienced from the effects of trauma, being used and abused by another person's desire to control. That was someone abusing me, not me abusing them. I could not explain this to them. I tried, but nothing but silence. One of my children has become a wealthy doctor. She can do as she pleases, even if it affects her children, who once called me grandpa, and now see me as dead? No explanation of what she told them at 3 and 5 years old, now 5 and 8. What happens on Grandparents' Day at school? Do they forget about me even then? She hasn't forgiven me, and she hasn't followed. She has followed her own heart and not that of true forgiveness. I never did anything to her but try and love her. After 3 years, they refused to see me as I am now and not what I was. What I'm now has been for more than 18 years, by the way. It's not just yesterday or the last 3 years that I have changed my life to a person in Christ. Sirach seems to be talking to them today. I remain in prayer, hoping to overcome this injustice. It seems I am guilty of being saved by Christ's message, something my own children can't understand. To forgive and find freedom by accepting your soul's salvation. Sometimes our own message must be discussed to learn and grow in salvation, this witness of how to overcome. To be in truth is only hard if you allow it to consume your being. Being dead to a grandson is wrong, and I continue to keep a journal writing to the boys and explaining where I have been. One day I pray they will read it and find it in their hearts to forgive me as adults. Yet I remain hopeful my son and daughter will overcome their selfishness and seek healing with me as a man of God. The only way I know how to act is to be a man of God. If they are ashamed of this, then I reflect on their need to find redemption, life eternal, and his peace, instead of obsessing with a woke agenda. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my mother, Betty, my wife, Tony, my children, my two oldest, especially Alexandra and Allie, my son-in-law, Mark Stern. I continue to pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, my three youngest, and my grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We speak of Oliver and Elliot today. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander continues. He's in the womb of a young lady who's going to have him in February. Continue to pray for this successful birth. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes in the study of Sirach 5. Our verses today are in 1 through 4. It is a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, I Live My Sin as to Sustain. Wealth rely, power to die caught. Power have I, say not. Heart desires strength rely, you must stop. Say not me conquered by who all have forgot. Punishment exact the Lord has ordained. Say not I live my sin as to sustain. Happened what some have constantly complained. Anger his slow, the Lord has already remained. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 20th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me this morning across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close today at 8:04 with the angelic sense, praying for Alan and Alexandra this morning, and our grandchildren and those affected by this tragedy. And may the Lord forgive us our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen.